If you look at how entrepreneurship is glamorized on social media, you'd think that it's easy and exciting and fun for 98% of the time. Truth is, it's the reverse. Entrepreneurship is super difficult and lonely. Most successful entrepreneurs spend their days fighting fires and trying to stay ahead of the next problem. I'm Bobby Mason. I've had two successful exits as CEO and a few epic bombs. I'm now the CEO and founder of GoMahi.com, a new high-growth crowdsolving platform that will use college students to change the world of innovation. This is my daily story about the successes and failures I encounter while I try to grow a business from $0 to millions in a matter of years. Welcome to my life. Ladies and gentlemen, what is up? Good morning. A beautiful Thursday morning. Jeez, I never know what day it is. I would like to cover a couple of hot topics here. It's not really a hot topic, but it's just stuff that was brought up yesterday. And I'm really interested to kind of dive into it a little bit more. Before we do that, though, updates. Today is kind of an exciting day. GoMahi, the crew, we're going to sit down with some of our web developers. It's going to be awesome. We're going to all get on the same page, make sure we have a nice vision and track to move forward with. So that's exciting. Going to do that this evening. Good old meeting. We'll start at 7:30 because we go late into the night every night, which is exciting. Second thing is I'm going to be interviewing Marcus Whitney, which I'm excited about. If you've never heard of him, you can see him on TEDx. He is starting the MLS soccer team in Nashville, Tennessee. And I don't know, he's an entrepreneur, VC firm guy. He's just a beast. I'm excited to hear everything he has to say. He also has a podcast, so you can look that up. Marcus Whitney Universe. The third thing is I'm pretty darn pumped because I'm going to try to finish up the design sprint for GoMahi, finish up the UX and UI designs, and going to really focus on finishing the testing phase of the process. Make sure every step is pretty narrowed down and perfect so we can collect all of the necessary data companies need to move forward with decisions, and also make it nice and easy and functional for our users. So that's exciting. I'm happy to get that done, get that put up on GitHub, move forward. Good news, yesterday, finished a bunch of content for all of you guys. I think I was able to post about 25 days worth, so you'll be seeing a lot of that. Just some quick advice. With the content that I post, make sure you read what I say. I'm not saying it's good, but that's where I put in a lot of my time, actually writing text for all of you to read, because I think social media has a couple of forms. And number one, the pictures are great, quotes are great, but I think what's underutilized in social media is the text. So I'm really trying to focus on delivering solid content through text for all of you. And that kind of brings me to my next point. Had two things happen yesterday that really evolved around the same concept. And I actually mentor quite a few real estate agents, and I sent all of them about a five-page document that I made yesterday just on social media. And it had to do with faking it till you make it. And it had to do with how you should really use social media and how you should represent yourself. And believe it or not, when I was on a podcast last night, the same topic came up. How do you represent yourself on social media? Should you fake it until you make it? So twice in one day, which was impressive because that never happens. So here's my view, and I'm going to use real estate agents for the moment. And really it applies to sales, staff, marketing agencies, all of this stuff. or online courses as well. I would just love it if people stop faking it. Like, I'd really love it. And here's what I mean. Like, if you're an agent and you have no idea what you should talk about on social, well, what you should be doing if you're a brand new agent, you should just be documenting. And what I mean by documenting is you should document every day and what you have to go through every day as a new agent. Because let's be really, really honest. As a new agent, you don't have the skill or the knowledge to really create real estate lessons for people right out of the gate. You just don't. You don't know enough about the game. You haven't mastered your craft, and that's okay. And I think that's what actually holds back. I think that's why agents are held back when they enter the game, because they think, if I hop on social, who's going to listen to me? Who cares? The thing is, if I was an agent today, I would start documenting my story every single minute, and every little thing I learned about real estate, I would post as free content for my audience. That is what you need to do. You need to show, and this goes for sales, marketing, even your personal social media, you need to show that you show up to a listing in a beat up Toyota with a hole in the floor. Don't post on social media that you have this sweet Maserati that you rented for 2 hours, then you rented a $5,000 tuxedo to look cool. Because even though you can fake it on social for a while, eventually you'll be busted. Because what happens when one of your clients sees you in a restaurant and they don't see your Maserati in the parking lot? What happens when someone calls you out that knows you on social? That whole fake it till you make it thing, I just don't believe it works. Now, on the podcast last night that I was on, Pocket Thoughts, a couple of my buddies brought up a different form of fake it. And the fake it they brought up was confidence. So, like, they see fake it till you make it as you need to have confidence to take on new projects that you don't know how to do, because you just need to have the confidence to do it and learn on the fly. Now, I think that's very different than faking it till you make it. I think you should always have the confidence to take on projects that you don't know. If you have the confidence to get it done and do it right, do it. That's great. But you're faking it if you get that project by saying you've done $1 million in sales this year when you've only done 10,000. That's faking it. And I don't love that as a CEO. So, social media. Man, if you're anybody, just get on social. Like, look at this. This is pretty much me. This podcast is me documenting my journey. It's me documenting. Look, this is my beat up truck. And if you guys watch it in video form, you're gonna see it. This is the work truck I've been driving since I was like a freshman in college. Two-wheel drive, not ideal in the snow, but I love this work truck. I mean, it's not flashy, it's not cool, it doesn't seat anybody but me and my backpack. Like, this is documentation. Think about it. If I ever get lucky enough to do something big someday, think of how awesome it'll be for people to watch this. And even if I don't do anything big someday, think of how awesome it would be for my grandkids to watch it. And that's a plus. But when you think about it, like, this is me documenting. And there are people that will watch it. I guarantee you could do something as crazy as sit down every morning, make a different breakfast sandwich, take a video while you're making that sandwich, and by the end of 365 days, you'll have people watching it. That's what people love. People love reality TV today. And if you're documenting yourself as you jump into an industry and you try to grow within that industry, oh, people are gonna hop on board. They really are, because that's what people love. So, I got a little distracted because some cops just pulled someone over. And, you know, as human beings, we always are fascinated by that for some reason. The other thing that I really wanted to talk about when it comes to social and what I brought up yesterday was, you know, the last thing that I want people to do is just focus on one social media platform. Now, if you look at my social media game, not strong. I'm only like 3 months in, 3,500 followers on Instagram, which is fine. It's good for 3 months, I guess. I really don't know how to judge social. Twitter, 17,000, which is, I'm happy with that, but horrible engagement on Twitter. I need to learn more about that. LinkedIn, great. Connections are great. Love it. Facebook, holy crap, do I suck on Facebook. I have no freaking clue what I'm doing on that page. It's absurd. I think I'm gonna have to go back to my personal profile because I have a actual business page or whatever you call it on Facebook, and holy crap, zero engagement. I've been doing it for like 2 months straight. Get maybe one view a day. It's sad. It's embarrassing. But, oh yeah, and YouTube, where you're watching this, I've gotten like 25 views. Let's be completely honest. Not great. Podcast is like the best avenue. For some reason, plenty of people are downloading the podcast. So thank you, everyone. Really appreciate that. Keep that up. Maybe subscribe if you would be so kind. But my point there is, I'm diversified everywhere, even though I'm not doing a great job everywhere. So I don't want one of you to just focus on Instagram, because I've been looking at it, and I truly believe if you look at Instagram's landscape, there's a lot of people on Instagram that if Instagram died tomorrow, they would die with it. So just remember, when you're hopping on social and you're trying this new strategy of personal branding or anything like that, diversify. Because someday Instagram will turn into what Facebook is right now. And that's a problem, because the organic reach will not stay the way that it is now. So there's always going to be a new platform, and you always need to diversify, because each of them will die at some point. And that was actually going to bring me to LinkedIn. I think LinkedIn is underutilized. If you're a salesman, you're an agent, you're anybody in business, or actually, even if you're like a fitness trainer, you should be using LinkedIn. You should be producing solid content to push on LinkedIn, because LinkedIn kind of just changed their algorithm, made it a little more social, and I think LinkedIn is going to be the place to live in 2019. I could be 100% wrong too, because what do I know? But that is my thought. So I think if you're not producing stuff for LinkedIn, you should be. I hadn't for months, or actually, correction, I hadn't for about 6 years, and now I'm starting to. But just make sure, oh gosh, I keep going on so many tangents, but the last thing is, make sure you're in it for the long-term game. Stop trying to create short-term value so you can pull value from your audience. Like, here's the thing with this podcast, I don't think I'm gonna have an ask or ask you guys for anything for at least a year. Maybe it'll be longer, maybe it'll be forever, I don't know. But like, I want to give you guys so much value, and I never want to turn you off of my content by having you try to buy something from me, because I genuinely care about giving you guys free content that can help you grow in your professional world. I genuinely care about you being happy. I genuinely care about you growing from my content, and I genuinely want you to reach out whenever you can. Reach out and ask me to do things for you, and in return, I'm gonna ask you to do things for me.